Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your guide through this crazy journey called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly putting everyone else first, while your own needs are taking a backseat? Listen, we all get caught up in the whirlwind of responsibilities, deadlines, and social obligations. But let me tell you, neglecting yourself is like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire, it's just not sustainable. Today, we're diving headfirst into the often overlooked world of self-care and self-love because, trust me, this stuff is seriously crucial. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, isn't self-care just bubble baths and face masks? While those things can be lovely, self-care is so much more than that. It's about actively prioritizing your physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a house. You wouldn't neglect its upkeep, right? You'd fix leaky faucets, paint the walls, maybe even add a few cozy touches. Self-care is like giving your own house the TLC it deserves. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about self-care and self-love. First off, listen to your body. It's constantly sending you signals, fatigue, aches, cravings. Paying attention to these cues helps you understand what your body needs. Need a break? Take one. Feeling hungry? Eat something nourishing. You're not being selfish, you're being responsible for your own well-being. Second, practice mindfulness. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the endless loop of thoughts and to-do lists. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, savoring experiences, and letting go of unnecessary stress. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or even just enjoying a cup of tea without distractions. Third, set boundaries. You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and end up exhausted and overwhelmed? Setting healthy boundaries is about saying no when needed, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing what truly matters. You deserve to have your needs met, too. Fourth, engage in activities that bring you joy. Life isn't just about work and obligations. Make time for hobbies, passions, and things that make you smile. Whether it's reading, painting, dancing, or simply spending time with loved ones, these activities replenish your spirit and remind you of what makes life beautiful. And lastly, practice self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes. Be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself a little understanding and support. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and endless chores. She constantly feels drained, puts everyone else's needs before her own, and rarely has time for herself. One day, she realizes she's at a breaking point. She's stressed, irritable, and barely functioning. That's when Sarah decides to make a change. She starts prioritizing small acts of self-care, taking 15 minutes each morning to meditate, going for a walk in the park after dinner, and even saying no to extra commitments. Slowly but surely, she feels her energy levels rise, her mood improves, and she rediscovers her passion for life. The point is, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It allows us to show up as our best selves in all areas of our lives. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen to your body, practice mindfulness, set boundaries, engage in joyful activities, and cultivate self-compassion. Start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Even small changes can make a huge difference. This week, I challenge you to choose one new self-care habit and commit to it. It could be anything from taking a daily walk to scheduling a massage or simply dedicating 15 minutes each day to reading a book. Share your experience with me on social media using hashtag DirectionDecoder. Let's create a community of support and inspire each other. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both inside and out. So go ahead, treat yourself with kindness and love. Until next time, keep exploring and stay true to your journey.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.